So to protect your wealth yet again, it's pretty simple. Debt market implosion, pressure on global stock markets, cash will move into commodities. My favorites are gold and silver because I think they're massively suppressed. There's been a suppression game going on for many, many years here. So look, that's what you do. Become your own central bank, bet against the debt. This has been what I've told people since day one. Understanding clearly that this thing is just, you know, being fueled out of control by design. It's not going to stop until it does. Now, we have clues here by watching the global debt market, by following the U.S. 10-year yield, which is the benchmark, by looking at the relative strength of the dollar or the Dixie. And I have a little neat little thing right on my website, traderschoice.net. It's called the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Right now, we just crossed 300, which is extreme risk on Friday. Okay. We've come down a little bit. When I first put the MMRI out, it was at 80. All right. It's free to anyone. Just go over to my website and look at it. And it's really gauges market risk based on what's happening in the debt market. It's a neat little equation I came up with. It works. So look, we don't have to guess. People don't have to guess when this is going to happen. We have clues here. So that's where I stand. Protect yourself from that standpoint, meaning bet against the debt, become your own central bank here. But what is our greatest resource? Look, people who know my work realize what I'm about to tell everyone here. We are each other's greatest resource. We got to support each other. We got to get together with like-minded people. Understand that the divide and conquer mechanism being propagated by the mainstream, it just doesn't work. We need to come together, all of us. If we can do that, we win. If we can't, we lose, period.
We are now joined by Greg Mannarino, traderschoice.net, and we will be getting into the economic news with him. And Greg, you know, even let's say we try to put politics aside when we have these discussions about where the U.S. economy is or where it's going, you try to put politics aside, is it not just a universal fact that the U.S. economy has gotten drastically worse in the last 2 years with all the things we've seen, like inflation, producer price, consumer price? Again, remove the politics. You can sit here and point at one side or the other. That can flesh itself out. But, you know, some people want to act like that's not even happening. What is the true state of the U.S. economy right now, Greg Mannarino?
It's a complete disaster area. It couldn't possibly be worse, but I can promise you this, it's going to get much, much worse. This is going to get very, very real for people. People honestly have no clue as to what is going on, why it's happening to them, the lies, the distractions, the propaganda from the mainstream, whatever you want to call these things here. They're nothing to me but some kind of a mind-twisting program. That's all they do here is try to convince people that what they're seeing is not real. Now, this issue, clearly, you understand it just by listening to your statement here. Yeah, it's over here. The United States economy is in collapse, along with the rest of the world here. And I don't think it's getting the attention that it deserves here. We have a major issue. And I've been trying for a very long time, years, many years, as a matter of fact, to try to raise awareness here that central banks are pushing the world into a global, forget about a depression. We're talking about a meltdown in the debt market that very few people on the planet are prepared for. Let me show you this real quick for everyone that's watching. This is a headline from Bank of America. This just came out a couple of days ago that explains what I've been covering for years. That is that the debt market is a clear and present danger, and a meltdown here in the global debt market is going to bring the financial system to its knees by design. This is what central banks are doing here. They're deliberately inflating. They're going out of the way to create inflation. Meanwhile, they are lying to everyone, trying to say, hey, this is a rate problem. It has nothing to do with rates. Anyone that follows my work knew from day one, Federal Reserve, central bank going to raise rates. Oh, yeah, they're going to fight inflation. I said it would not work because this is not a rate problem. I said they could raise rates until kingdom come. It's not the issue. The issue here is a currency free fall. Central banks around the world are on a mission to destroy their own currencies and to destroy the people along with it. The root cause of surging inflation globally, not just here in the United States, is the fact that currencies are dying. Has nothing to do with rates. If central banks, for example, really wanted to slow down inflation, what have they been doing? For months now, we've been hearing about, okay, we're going to, you know, raise the federal funds rate, the overnight lending rate. This is what central banks have been doing month after month. No result. Okay, imagine my shock here. Okay, the issue is a hyper ballooning money supply issue. Now, central banks can actually do something about this if they really wanted to, but they're not concerned at all. What they could do is have the commercial banks here raise their capital requirements from zero. In other words, the capital they're supposed to hold in reserve, and that would contract the money supply, and we would see inflation abate very rapidly. But no, central banks here in collusion with each other, this is the real issue here. Central banks around the world crushing the global economy. I mean, honestly, anyone who has taken economics 101 realizes that a central bank raises rates to do one thing, to crush demand, okay? Has nothing to do with inflation, but people are being duped, as they always are, by the mainstream propaganda ministry, and they're out of control right now. So absolutely, we have an economy in free fall, and we haven't seen a damn thing yet. This is going to get very real, very fast. What we're on the cusp of here, I mean, just, you know, looking at headlines like this one from Bank of America, is a meltdown in the global debt market. And what people don't realize, you know, everyone's looking over here at the stock market, okay? The stock market is not an independent entity of itself. The stock market as itself and globally derives value from what's happening in the debt market. So the global equity markets are derivatives as to what is happening in the debt market. Now, we are existing underneath a Frankenstein monster that is this global debt bubble. It's going to burst. And when it bursts here, like I said, it's going to change everything. The economies of the world are going to lock up. In other words, there'll be no transactions. Once the debt bubble pops, what do we have at its core here? What we have is, on top of all that, yeah, is a debt-based economic model. What does that mean? That means that every conceivable idea, reason to pull cash into the now from the future is going to be created. Wars, expanding wars, this act, that policy, whatever they got to do to continue to pull cash into the now and allow central banks to continue to inflate. The power of any central bank resides in one thing. That is their ability to inflate. If we can take that power away, and we can do it in a nanosecond, I'll outline that in a second, we win. Otherwise, we all lose. We live under the rule and guide of central banks who run the economy and they run the financial system. You want to take down a central bank? I'll tell everyone how to do it right now, real simple. Prevent them from issuing one single dollar of new debt. If we could prevent the Federal Reserve from issuing $1, just one, of debt, they implode. We take back the system. But you see, people are being distracted. They're not being told the truth that central banks, especially the Federal Reserve here, a gift from George Gammon, public enemy number one. Okay, we need to end this organization and central banks who are a curse on the world. And they are driving the world and its people off of a cliff here very, very rapidly. So that's where we stand. That's where we're going. And I hope people are ready for what's coming, because I don't think they are.
Well, and here's where I kind of see it going. And maybe it's both aspects of this, or maybe it's one. You know, when they talk about house prices are going down and some people are celebrating this, like, oh, well, you know, maybe I can afford a house again now. And they don't even realize, well, you just went from a 2% interest rate to a 6.5% interest rate. You're actually paying the same price for the house. It's just a different number, but it's the same price. They just haven't realized it yet. But when you talk when you talk about the debt bubble and raising rates, so, okay, when they raise the rates, how much of that is for, say, let's say personal gain, or they're trying to make up their own margins, versus how much of that is to actually collapse the whole thing to centralize the currencies on the planet? Or is it both? What do you think?
Absolutely. What their goal is here is very simple, and I've been outlining this for probably almost an entire decade, is a move to a completely new system absolutely digital, full control. And that's really what's behind this entire thing here. And I'm glad you brought up the issue with housing, and most people have no idea of what you just covered just real quick. And let me just follow that up with this. Despite the fact that we're seeing this issue here with home prices falling, home affordability is at a record low. People are being destroyed. They're being wiped out. This is an extermination of an entire class of people on a global level. We're talking about the middle class. A warning I have been screaming from rooftops about for probably a decade. And it's getting very real, very fast. But you know what bothers me? I don't see the protests. I don't see anyone in the streets. They're being distracted. They're being propagandized. They're being lied to and deceived. And that's really the game. Keep people in some kind of state of learned helplessness. They feel like they can't do anything, so they throw up their arms and they surrender. And then, of course, they're told where to look, what to do, who to love, who to hate. People's lives are dictated literally by the mainstream propaganda.
Well, that's the big issue as we go to break here that I was going to bring up. I mean, we can inject the politics or remove the politics, but the story is still going to be the same. The mainstream media is protecting the Biden administration right now by not telling you how bad the economy really is. And it's a direct protection of the Biden administration because they're trying to point the finger at Donald Trump and Republicans and say they're to blame for the economy. Vote Democrat in November when that's not the truth.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Greg Mannarino, our guest, TradersChoice.net is his website. So the news we're discussing here, the economic news, is really not debatable, but why don't you see it in mainstream news? Why isn't it on the nightly news? Why isn't it in the weekend reports? Well, because there is an agenda right now to protect the Biden administration ahead of the midterms, and they don't want any bad economic news out there. But Greg, no matter how much mainstream media protection of the Biden administration in regards to this news there is, it doesn't change the reality of the situation. Why is there this blind spot from the American media that, oh, if we just ignore this to protect our political allies, then we'll just be fine? No, you can ignore the tidal wave. You can ignore the shark about to bite your leg off. It's still going to bite your leg off. Where is this mentality of, oh, let's just kick this can down the road or ignore it? It won't affect us.
Well, you know, look, I think it's very simple for the mainstream media to keep people in the dark, to not allow people to understand what's really happening. And then what they do, it's an incredible thing, seriously, is they tell people that what they're seeing with their own eyes isn't real. It's an incredible phenomenon. They're trying to push this already with downplaying inflation. Okay, oh, central banks are fighting it. Oh, it's getting better. Really? I don't see that at all. But this is their MO, constantly to deflect, to tell you, oh no, that's not really what's happening. I don't care what you think you're seeing. It's not true. This is what's going on. And that's what they always do. You see, it's just part of the game that they play. And unfortunately, they have huge, huge audiences of people who are being literally programmed. Okay, henceforth why these are called programs, and I call it the tell-lie vision here. People sit there and they allow themselves to be kind of brainwashed into whatever the mainstream media wants to sell them. This is just a game. The mainstream media's goal is to twist people's minds, get them to focus on some nonsensical thing so they can pull off whatever they want on the other side. Look, we all know that the mainstream media outlets, all of them, are controlled. They all talk about the same things. Really? Isn't that kind of shocking that every single mainstream media outlet will have you look over here while something else is going on, talking about the same stories, the same kind of guests repeating the same stories? They'll never have a guy like me on. If I were to go on any one of these financial channels, I mean, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves here, because I'm telling people how it's really working and people can see this for themselves. People know the truth when they hear it. It's not that hard to understand. But that's what they do. It's always a deception. It's a distraction. These people are there reading a script, unlike you and I. You and I, we're just going for it right here. We're telling people what's on our minds, and people know that it's real. But when you got these mainstream media commentators reading some kind of nonsense script fed to them, well, you know what? Look, they're out there to do one thing, to dupe people, to convince them that things are better than they are. And of course, that, you know, the administration here has, and everybody has their best interest in mind here. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is an agenda going on here, and I personally believe it all stems from central banks who control it all. They control the economy, they control the financial system, they control the disbursement of information, they float out whoever they want to say whatever they want to get a reaction out of the market here. And it's so sick to me as a guy who is immersed in the markets I don't know anybody else who's more immersed in this than I am. It's all I do. So I understand how it works. I understand the dark underbelly of it. I realize the distractions, the deceptions, the lies, and all of this. I mean, look, what people need to do is turn that off. Turn off the mainstream, period, the end. And realize that by focusing on that, all you're doing is allowing yourself to be programmed, to be propagandized, to, told one thing, well, the polar opposite is actually true. And that's a phenomenon that's literally been going on since forever. But it really is reaching a fever pitch right now. It's pretty bad.
And of course, you know, we've been hearing about the debt bubble for a while. You know, Donald Trump didn't really help it very much. If anything, he was, quite frankly, one of the worst for it as far as printing money and adding money and inflating the debt bubble is concerned. Now, the Biden administration is claiming that they're actually now in a they have it at a deficit now, and they're not spending money. OK, well, yeah, you react to that. Joe Biden, the Democrats claim that spending is at a deficit now.
No, it's an absolute joke. Joe Biden Stein, I call him Biden Stein, like Frankenstein or Mummy Man, because he looks like the freaking mummy to me. He really does. The man, he can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I think that's pretty obvious to most people right now. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, what the people can't be told is the fact that we have a debt-based economic model. Okay, that's it. At its core, this whole thing, every developed nation has a debt-based economic model, meaning the debt must inflate. It can't stop. The moment it stops inflating, we implode here. And, you know, yes, the fact is that what you said about Donald Trump is correct. But at the same time, look at every other president. They do the same thing. They must. What presidents cannot tell people.
Well, sure, and that's what I'm saying is Biden is claiming. Let me correct myself. Biden is claiming they're not running at a deficit. Biden is claiming that in his years they have cut the deficit.
Yeah. How about his other lie that we're not having inflation? Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Inflation is zero.
Yeah, it doesn't even
zero.
Exist.
It's, you can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do. But every president must outspend the last president. The debt must rise exponentially. It can't stop. If we had one fearless leader that would tell people the truth, that this debt-based economic model is a curse upon the world, and because of that, this is why we have wars, expanding wars, and things like the Inflation Reduction Act. Really? So let's see, we're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars and that's going to reduce inflation? Oh, why don't we just spend $5 trillion and then we'll go to zero?
But there is no inflation, though. They tell you there is no inflation, but we need to sign the Inflation Reduction Act to stop the inflation that doesn't exist.
I love that. You see, that this is exactly what I'm talking about, what you just said. It's just so in our face. But look, we can expect, unfortunately, that the lies, the propaganda, and the distractions to get worse. Right now, unfortunately, we do have an economy that is it couldn't be worse off, in my opinion here. People are getting crushed under surging inflation with no end in sight, and there's no help coming here. It's only going to get worse. Although, what's the media going to do? They're going to tell you it's not happening. This is not happening. They're going to convince you, or try at least to convince some people, that what they're seeing is not real. It's always the same story. It's pretty insane.
All right. We've got Greg Mannarino with us here. When we come back, I want to ask him what winners are doing right now, if there's any winners in this economic problem that we're in right now. There always seem to be winners. What are the winners doing? We'll talk about that on the other side. Remember, folks, you can be a winner by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and getting a great price on a great supplement like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. It's the drink mix I use to chase down all of my supplements in the morning. I like to mix it with juice. It enhances the flavor even more. And I would suggest, if you're a parent out there and you got kids at home and, you know, you don't like them drinking the processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup drinks, artificial flavor drinks, take those out of the fridge. Make a nice pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You can mix it with juice or whatever. Get it nice to where they'll like the flavor and have them drinking that. It'll be healthy for them. They won't be getting all that processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and all the other bad ingredients that come in the canned sodas and the fake fruit drinks. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. 3 days left to get it, 50% off. Greg Mannarino is my guest, TradersChoice.net. And Greg, I ask you this now, what are the winners doing? There's always winners during economic crisis. There's always winners during economic downturns. Usually it's the one causing it, but there are others out there that know how to win in these markets as well. What are the winners doing right now with all the economic volatility and instability? Greg Mannarino.
Well, it's pretty simple in my book. It's something I've been talking about for many, many years. What do we realize the problem is? From a financial standpoint, looking at the global situation and understanding that central banks are not going to stop. They're on a mission here to inflate. They're going to continue to inflate and drive the world economy to the ground as they fulfill their end game here. And their end game is pretty straightforward here. A collapse of the financial system. And with every collapse comes opportunity here. Now, from a financial standpoint here, you want to be betting against the current hyper bubble in debt. And you do that very simply by holding a unit of wealth. What are units of wealth? In my opinion, and I want, don't listen to anything I'm saying, I want people to do their own research here, is this is my favorite asset on the earth. This is physical silver. All right. Physical gold and physical silver, in my view, they've only been real money for thousands and thousands of years. And when you have a central banker like Ben Bernanke tell you that these are not real money, you know, of course, the polar opposite is true. So how this is going to play out is very simple, and there's no guesswork involved here. Okay, we have a situation where the global debt is inflating at a staggering pace here, and it's got nowhere to go, and it can't possibly go anywhere else but get much worse until this whole thing implodes, which is where central banks are leading us to by continuing to hyperinflate the money supply, making sure inflation crushes the middle class. And, you know, that's just the way it's going to play out. Unfortunately, we're seeing an elimination of a class of people. Their wealth is being stolen on an unprecedented scale. It's been going on since the meltdown of 2008 when the Fed jumped in here, started buying all the debt, keeping rates suppressed. You have an interest earning account. Even today, you're being robbed blind. Okay, so people are not being allowed to make any money in the market. So what are you going to do? If we realize that ultimately this whole thing is going to implode on itself here from a financial standpoint, again, because I could go on about the human aspect of this, but if we're talking about it from the financial standpoint, you need to be in an anti-debt unit, like I said, physical gold, physical silver. Now, I want people to do a little homework here. Look at what's called the Dow Jones Industrial Average gold ratio, and then the gold-silver ratio, okay? With regard to that, you will see why I say, and I've been telling people for years, that physical silver is the most undivided asset on the earth. I don't sell this stuff. I just believe that this is how people can protect protect their wealth in a meltdown, which is going to occur in the debt market. Look, everyone's fixated on the stock market. There's a reason for that. You got the mainstream financial channels telling people, look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30 companies, that's all. But the driver here remains the debt market here. We've been seeing all this instability lately. But this did turn around on Friday when they floated out the Fed whisperer to say come December, the Fed may pivot and start scaling back their aggressive rate raising stance, which has done nothing to stop inflation. But the end game is very simple, an implosion of the financial system on an unprecedented scale globally. And that will cause the yields to spike in an uncontrolled fashion, which we're witnessing lately, a lot of pressure on the stock market. Global stock markets are going to sell off very, very rapidly at one point. Then you're going to see cash move. It's just going to move from one set of assets into another. I tell people all the time, when markets drop, you know, cash doesn't fly, grow little wings and fly away to money heaven. It just moves from one reality into another. So in my view, understanding that the debt market is the biggest bubble in the world and the greatest threat to humankind, bar none, as a clear and present danger here, as because when this debt market bubble implodes, we're going to have a resource problem on an unbelievable scale, pandemonium industries, a locking up of the financial system. People are going to just that will force people to take to the streets. Of course, then you're going to get the same people as you alluded to who created the problem are going to institute, oh, we have a solution for you. So to protect your wealth yet again, it's pretty simple. Debt market implosion, pressure on global stock markets, cash will move into commodities. My favorites are gold and silver because I think they're massively suppressed. There's been a suppression game going on for many, many years here. So look, that's what you do. Become your own central bank, bet against the debt. This has been what I've told people since day one. Understanding clearly that this thing is just, you know, being fueled out of control by design. It's not going to stop until it does. Now, we have clues here by watching the global debt market, by following the U.S. 10-year yield, which is the benchmark, by looking at the relative strength of the dollar or the Dixie. And I have a little neat little thing right on my website, traderschoice.net. It's called the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Right now, we just crossed 300, which is extreme risk on Friday. Okay. We've come down a little bit. When I first put the MMRI out, it was at 80. All right. It's free to anyone. Just go over to my website and look at it. And it's really gauges market risk based on what's happening in the debt market. It's a neat little equation I came up with. It works. So look, we don't have to guess. People don't have to guess when this is going to happen. We have clues here. So that's where I stand. Protect yourself from that standpoint, meaning bet against the debt, become your own central bank here. Look, but what is our greatest resource? Look, people who know my work realize what I'm about to tell everyone here. We are each other's greatest resource. We got to support each other. We got to get together with like-minded people. Understand that the divide and conquer mechanism being propagated by the mainstream, it just doesn't work. We need to come together, all of us. If we can do that, we win. If we can't, we lose, period.
I want to come back in the final segment with you and really kind of hone in on the debt bubble and what the burst will look like, and even maybe even play a little bit of a devil's advocate role there to get a better understanding of it, at least for the audience. But let me ask you this as we close out this segment. Oh. It hasn't been in the news lately. I just happen to know this because I'm interested in precious metals myself, and I talk to people in the industry. There have been major runs of gold in the private sector. The public sector runs kind of already happened. China bought up a lot of gold. Russia bought up a lot of gold. The U.S. Treasury, that run kind of already happened. That kind of tailed off. Now the private sector is rushing to get gold, rushing to get silver. It's hard to actually make a purchase now. You're going to be waiting. There's a wait period now to get precious metals. If you're looking to make a big purchase, at least definitely. And so why is that going on right now? What are you seeing with the delay and individuals being able to make precious metal purchases?
I've been telling people for years that at one point it's going to be very difficult to acquire these things because, look, these are actually scarce. They're real things. And I think, at least I'd like to believe, that people are raising their awareness. They understand what's happening. At least I would really hope that's the case here. Mm-hmm. Most people, unfortunately, don't have a clue. But more people are waking up to the grand plan here, the final solution of central banks, what they're doing, how they're driving the economy, how inflation is not going to stop, the lies, the transitory, it was temporary, how that got pushed by members of Congress, how it got pushed by central bankers, brain dead President Biden, all this stuff. It's just not going to stop. It's a mind screw on an incredible scale, but people are waking up. So this is why we're seeing this. Look, I can promise you that anyone that I know that has a few dollars laying around, well, they have a nice stash already, and they've been buying gold and silver for, I've been buying silver since it was $8, and gold was like $7.50. Maybe even less than that. And I haven't bought any in a while, but I intend to maybe buy some more here. But I've been prepared for this for a very, very long time, and people need to get ready, and they need to get ready now for an implosion of that debt market.
Yeah, and the one thing that is so obvious, even to a layman just looking at it, you can see the anomaly of the U.S. dollar, or call it inflation, whatever you want. Looking at a chart, it goes straight up. And then you look at a chart for gold or silver, somehow that doesn't actually go up at the same rate. Why would that be going on? Why do those prices stay synthetically there while the dollar loses value? We're asked that, and the debt bubble burst on the other side with Greg Mannarino.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
All right, final segment here with Greg Mannarino. TradersChoice.net is his website. I want to do one more question on the gold-silver issue before we ask the kind of devil's advocate question about the debt bubble bursting. Why is it that gold and silver prices have not rose with the rate of inflation, or why doesn't it properly reflect the devaluation of the dollar over those times, but gold and silver prices still remain the same? Why does that phenomenon happen?
Isn't that interesting? Let's talk about that a little bit. To truly understand why that mechanism plays out the way that it does, you have to understand how, unfortunately, the price of gold and silver is valued or is calculated. Now, generally, when you're looking at, let's say, for example, you're looking at Apple stock, okay, ticker AAPL here, okay. The value of that stock is the value of the stock, not the underlying value of, let's say, a derivative. Now, let's talk about a derivative real quick. What is a derivative? When people hear this word, their brain explodes. It's a very, very simple thing to understand. A derivative is simply a side bet on an underlying asset. Now, so the derivative derives value, derived derivative, from that underlying asset. Okay, so how they keep the price of gold and silver artificially suppressed is by manipulating the derivative. Okay. The derivative market, it's funny that we're talking about this here right now, is because I just had a long conversation yesterday with a friend of mine on about it, is the most poorly understood aspect, I believe, of the entire global financial system. And it's going to be the derivative market that really brings the world economy and the financial system to its knees. When we're talking about a derivative or something that derives value from something else, there's not just one layer of these things. There's one side bet, and there's a side bet on a side bet, and a side bet on a side bet, and a side bet on a side bet in both directions, both up and down. And it's enormous. And every time you get another side bet off of a derivative, there's more leverage involved. And what people need to understand is these things don't even really exist. They're not on the elemental chart. It's just something that some
financial genius. That's from the Wolf of Wall Street. It's a woozy. It's a wazzy. It's out there. It's not on the elemental chart. Yeah.
Exactly. And so understanding that mechanism here, this is how they're able to manipulate the price of gold and silver. It's not going to stop until it does, until we see actual physical shortages of this stuff, because they can do whatever they want to. We're talking about adding digits to a screen, removing digits from a screen here, kind of like how the financial system itself works here, creating cash from nothing. This is how central banks work. It's an incredible situation here. You know, people don't even understand money. What is the cash that we have? I mean, you know, we work to get these things, you know, so we can go out and buy. But these are they're not even ours. OK, you go out and you work for these dollars. These dollars that are issued by central banks here, they're not ours. They own them. Not only do they own the currency, it's owed back to the issuing central bank plus cash that they create out of thin air. Imagine that kind of a system. These are IOUs, just like how a treasury is. Okay, these are just IOUs, and we owe all of this back to the central bank. It's never meant to be paid back. You have to understand that. It's just meant to be inflated on, and inflated larger and larger and larger and larger. It's created this incredible monster. Now, if you were to add in the derivatives market on top of, you know, people look at things like, for example, the national debt, whatever it might be. And they look at it at face value. But if you look at the derivatives on that, it's in the quadrillions. And the issue is, no one knows how big it is. It cannot be calculated. And there's the monster in the room. And it's going to implode just like people have no idea how bad this is going to actually end up getting. And this is what people need to prepare themselves from every level, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, absolutely here, making alliances with people in their neighborhoods here, realizing where we're going, how we're being pushed deliberately down a pathway, being literally led to the slaughter. And this is accelerating. It's very fast. And in my opinion, going back to the debt bubble, and I think we're going to talk a little more about
that. Well, yeah, but let me just ask you quickly, though, to try to put a bow on this. So, okay, so let's just, I'm making these numbers up just as an example. Let's say in 1940, an ounce of gold was $1. Okay. And now you're in the year 2020, and $1 compared to $1 in 1940 is now, say, 20 cents, but the ounce of gold is not 20 cents. It's still $1, or it's a bad example. My point is, though, how has the price of precious metals, gold and silver specifically, not properly responded to the rate of inflation or to the rate of the valuation of the dollar?
Well, you know, if you look at what an ounce of gold would buy today and what an ounce of gold would buy back then, you will see that it actually buy the same thing. But based upon what I was saying earlier, is you got this issue of the hard asset deriving value from the derivative. It's upside down. It's unbelievable how this works here, how a hard asset, because of the way the derivative is set up, is deriving value from the derivative. And it can be rigged and pulled and twisted any way they want it to go. The financial system itself is a farce. Again, it's not on the elemental chart. It doesn't exist. Well, how does actually the financial system itself work? It works on confidence. Confidence, notice the word here, that it will work here. Central banks are in full control of this thing. They control the economy, they control the financial system, and they have their puppets that they put in charge of us all by, you know, our representatives that our votes are supposed to count for, which they clearly don't, you know, to look at it for our best interest. But nothing could possibly be further from the truth here. And all they're concerned with here, central banks, is to continue to inflate, to issue more debt, to find any reason imaginable, whatever it might be, and this is the frightening part. Let me just end off with this real quick, to continue to expand the debt. If people were to guess for a moment, what is the fastest, easiest, and most simple way to vastly continue to inflate the debt? It would be expanding a war. No money, no endeavor of human existence is able to generate more cash flow to the military-industrial complex than war.
Yeah, war, and we've already seen that. Yeah, we've seen that with the Ukraine situation. They say $6 billion could solve world hunger. Well, then they give $100 billion to Ukraine. It's funny how that works. So let me just play devil's advocate here quickly, because obviously we talk about the financial systems. You've got kind of the central banks. You've got the mix of corruption and policy causing the problems. But okay, I've been hearing the debt bubble is going to collapse for years. I've been hearing the debt bubble collapse. I've been hearing imminent danger for years now. Why? Mm-hmm. Why should I listen to that concern now? Why should I heed that warning now?
Because it's happening. Look at the side effect here of all this money creation is inflation. And it's going to get much, much worse here, especially when this whole thing, you know, look, we can see it. It's actually unfolding before our eyes. This artificial suppression of rates now since the last meltdown has inflated the global debt multiple times. And it's starting to manifest itself in the way it's hurting people via inflation, which it was meant to do from the get-go. So this is just the opening act. We haven't seen anything yet. Look, if they really wanted to get a handle on this whole financial situation, they could have taken action years ago. But what people don't get is it's this debt-based economic model is dying. And we're seeing the proof of that by actions of central banks who continue to keep rates suppressed. Central banks have no magical power. They can't just say, hey, we're going to keep rates at this level or that level. They have to get into the market and make it happen. They have to make the cash out of thin air and buy the debt. That's how it works. People have no idea how this whole thing is. It works. And they're desperate right now to keep it afloat for as long as possible. I don't think they're done. They're going to continue to do this until they suck in every last available person. What they're trying to do is create more slaves to the system. The more people that they can get dependent on the system, the easier it is for them to sell it, a new system to people as they beg for help, because that's what's going to happen.
To me, you just put it, and we're out of time here. I'm sorry to cut you off, but to me, you just put it on the most relatable level, where the way the American financial system is set up, it promotes debt. It promotes you to go into debt, and then the financial experts will say, or the bankers will say, well, this is a good thing. You should go into debt. You should do this. And then the credit cards on top of it, that's horrible policy. It will always lead to failure. It has caused collapse in the past. And I agree that we're on the verge of another one. So folks, take Greg Mannarino's advice, go to his website, traderschoice.net. Get yourself in a smart position in case of the collapse. And look, I understand why people leverage debt. I understand why people take debt out. Believe me, I get it. But you got to understand that that's not a smart way to protect your wealth into the future. So, Greg Mannarino, thank you so much for joining us today, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff from him. That's an hour-long great financial conversation you're not going to see anywhere else except right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, Maria Z is going to take over, and she's going to do the fourth hour today. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm already pretty much prepared, though, to host the War Room. I'll be hosting the War Room today as my usual duties, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I do have a guest coming on and a ton of news. We're going to really delve into all the breaking news and all the headlines right here when I host the War Room. But Maria Z coming up next. Remember, folks, shop InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in? You know everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are witnessing the Mark of the Beast system openly rolled out and announced. Whether you believe the Bible is inspired by God or the Word of God or not, what was written over 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos is coming true. A world government that makes you take a mark in the hand or the head to be able to buy and sell, and that you must worship the beast. That means follow what the beast says, or you can't buy or sell. It's not just that you have to have the mark to buy or sell. You've got to do what the beast wants you to do, or you cannot buy and sell. And that's where, in late 2022, we are. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given over $100 million by Government of Canada to roll out a world ID through the UN based on the Communist Chinese digital social credit score system. And now, just today, Bill Gates came out. Here's the article right here.
And his foundation donated $200 million to expand digital ID surveillance system for the same Chinese communist control program. So the social credit score in communist China and all the control you see is the model of this system being rolled out in Spain, rolled out in Italy, rolled out in Germany, rolled out in Canada, and now they're trying to roll it out here in America. Just a few years ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said, you will have to take a microchip to buy and sell in the near future. And now here we are. So this is a huge, huge issue that they can then dictate to you through this new digital currency, through this world ID, every action you take in your life, with a carbon tax, through the social credit score, through universal basic income, as they shut off the regular economy and small businesses, making you sign on for government handout. But with that handout comes all of the rules of the game. This is no longer theoretical on some drawing board or some computer. This is something the bureaucrats and the mega corporations and major governments are doing. There's a race between the West and communist China to see with big tech who can put this in first. So it's scary, but at least we are exposing it, and at least we know about it. Just last week, PayPal said, if you criticize government, if you criticize open borders or forced injections or anything else, gun control, we're going to fine you $2,500 for what we say you're doing in your own personal life. We're going to surveil you, and then we're going to censor you. But within days of the announcement, they had to back off because of the backlash. So submitting to this only makes things worse. Standing up to it and saying no only makes things better. And that's why it's so important today, ladies and gentlemen, to say no to world war, no to nuclear war, no to open borders, no to pedophilia, no to the Satanism that is the New World Order. And you cannot do that better than sharing the articles and videos and links from InfoWars.com and Band.Video to be the Paul Revere's of your era and to get amazing products that God gave us through Mother Nature to empower our stamina, our energy, our libido, everything else, including our immune systems. And that's why if you want to support the InfoWar at this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3, the missing link for health that blocks the bad halogens. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We've got a Save InfoWars 1776 mega sale running for the next week. The biggest sales up to 60% off in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much and join us during this important part of history.